Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind. Today is part three of How to Manifest Through the Power of the Mind. Is it possible? Absolutely. Hi, I'm CJ Savage, also known as the Hypnosis Queen. You will find a free hypnosis download on my blog site where you can go to www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. There isn't any hitches. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to enter anything. You don't need a credit card. It is free. And if you go to my blog, you will find it. It'll say download now, the free hypnosis audio. It is on www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. That is www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. Okay, today is going to be shorter than usual. I have somewhere that I need to be. It is my birthday, actually, next week, and I have some friends who knew who like to do something this afternoon and celebrate, so I'm going to cut it short. I'm going to pick right up where we left on the last show, which was part two. I was giving you some of Rhonda Byrne's really good and rich content, powerful information from The Power. Rhonda Byrne was a part of The Secret. If you did not see that, I strongly recommend that you see it. You can watch it on DVD. You will also find it online, called The Secret. She also wrote a couple books, The Power, The Magic, and she has a blog, or a website maybe it is, where thousands of people are sending their testimonies in by using the power of their mind to manifest, heal their bodies, manifest things that they want, they desire, create the things, attracting the things into their life they do want instead of what they don't want. So if you go to The Secret online and you look up Rhonda Byrne, she has a spinoff on that on her own. Last week, we were talking about, I was giving you some of Rhonda Byrne's information from The Power. So I'm going to just continue with that, and the show will be short today, and then I'll be back on next week. Rhonda Byrne says, give out positive thoughts and feelings about money and you magnetize positive circumstances, people, and events that bring more money to you. You give out negative thoughts and feelings about money and you magnetize negative circumstances, people, events that cause you to have a lack of money. The universal laws work for everyone all the time without exception. As surely as you think and feel, the law of attraction is responding to you. It doesn't matter whether your thoughts and feelings are good or bad. You are giving them out, and they will return to you as automatically and precisely as an echo returns the same words that you send out. But this means that you can change your life by changing your thoughts and feelings. Joyce Myers has her own show. She is a very popular religious leader. Joyce Myers has always said, if you want to change your life, you have to change your thoughts. And that's exactly right. Your thoughts actually create your feelings, and a lot of those feelings create your emotions. While feelings and emotions are not the same, they're very strongly related, but your thoughts create your feelings. And, for example, if you have enough bad thoughts, then you're going to create a lot of bad feelings, which leads to very negative emotions, such as anger and depression all the time. So, on the other hand, if you think good, right, positive thoughts, then you're going to have good, positive feelings, which leads to a happy you. Life's full of choices. It's just a choice. Greta Alexander, a very good and old friend of mine, of whom I shared an office with, who was a professional parapsychic, she was like the psychic of all psychics. Greta always said, everything about life Life is about love. Everything about life is about love. You know, I didn't get it for years. I didn't understand. I didn't get it. Everything is about love. Love is a very incredibly powerful and positive energy. Life is about love, about the love that you either have or you don't have for something. Greta always said, you get out of life exactly what you expect, and if you think you can or if you think you can't, you are right. Rhonda Byrne says, give positive thoughts and feelings, and you will change your entire life. As surely as you think and feel, the law of attraction is responding to you every moment, without exception. Your thoughts are both the words that you think in your head and the words that you speak out loud. When you say to someone, what a beautiful day, you had the thought first, then you spoke the words. Your thoughts also became your actions, and when you get out of bed in the morning, you had the thought of getting out of bed before you took the action. You can't take any action without taking the thought first. If your thoughts, it is your thoughts that determine whether your words and actions will be positive or negative. Think about that. It is your thoughts that determine whether your words and actions will be positive or negative. And you want them to be positive, right? You do and you will if you want to attract the things in life that you really, really want, especially if you want to manifest great wealth. But how do you know whether your thoughts are positive or negative? We've talked about this in the past, and I said when you think thoughts, even if you're telling an old story from way back long ago, pay close attention to your feelings. Are you feeling better? Are you feeling more excited? Is your vibrational frequency raising? Or are you starting to become depressed or upset? Is it starting to bother you and it's making you unhappy to even talk about it? Pay attention, very close attention to your feelings. Are you feeling better or are you feeling worse? So how do you know whether your thoughts are positive or negative? Your thoughts are positive when they are thoughts of what you want and love. Your thoughts are positive when your thoughts are of what you want and love. And your negative thoughts are what you don't want and you don't love. It's really that simple and that easy. Whatever you want in life, you want it because you love it. Think about it. You don't want things you don't love, do you? Every person only wants what they love. Nobody wants what they don't love. When you talk about something you want and love, such as, I love these shoes, your thoughts are positive. And these positive thoughts will come back to you. But when you talk about the things that you don't love or want, like such as, look at the price of those shoes, that's highway robbery, then your thoughts are negative. And those negative thoughts will come back to you as the things you don't love, as the things that are too expensive for you. Most people think and talk more about what they don't love than what they do love. Did you hear what I said? Most people think and talk more about what they don't love than what they do love. They give out more negativity than love. And in doing so, they're inadvertently depriving themselves of all the good things in life. It's impossible to have a great life without love. People who have great lives think and talk about what they love more than what they don't love. People who are struggling think and talk more about what they don't love than what they do love. It is really that simple. It really is. Now, last week and the week before, I gave you some exercises to do, and one of the exercises I told you to do, remember, is that you should be wearing a thin rubber band a thin rubber band on your wrist, and it should not be tight around your wrist. It should be fairly loose. You should be wearing a thin rubber band around your wrist, And every time you think or say anything negative, you snap that rubber band on the underside of your wrist, hard enough to make it hurt, but not so hard that you're going to damage your skin. But it will get very sore if you do it frequently. So the whole idea behind this is I'm trying to help you to get control of your mind so you master the mind. You are in control of your thoughts that you think, and you are in control of your mind instead of your mind being in control of you. So you should be wearing the rubber band, and every time you think a thought or say anything that is not positive, then you snap that rubber band on the underside of your wrist, and you replace your thought immediately with a positive affirmation. So you don't have to just try to think up of something positive to say. Have an affirmation. An affirmation could be, every day and every way, I am getting better and better. Say that over and over, this affirmation, every day and every way, I am getting better and better. And when you say that over and over, you repeat it until you can move your mind on to something else that is actually good and positive without having to use the affirmation. You'll also feel an energy change as you say that affirmation. You'll feel an energy shift within and around you. You will, should start to feel better, and your vibrational frequency should also raise. Another affirmation, if you want to attract more money or great wealth or just money, period, then whatever it is that you really want, whatever you think and feel that you deserve and need, where you have a burning desire, it might be something like, every minute of every day, millions of dollars flow to me now, instantly, effortlessly, naturally, now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Remember being grateful, really grateful, saying thank you and saying it with feeling it. Really appreciate whatever it is that you're thinking. Being grateful will bring you more of whatever it is that you really want. So you've got a couple of affirmations here. Every day and every way, I am getting better and better. Or every minute of every day, millions of dollars. Or you might say thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars. Whatever it is that you're really comfortable with. It's like tricking the superconscious mind. The physical consciousness, you are saying this and thinking it with your physical consciousness, and if you say it enough times, you will start to believe it, and you will start feeling it, and then the universe will bring it to you. So you might say every day and every way, thousands of dollars flow to me now, instantly, effortlessly, naturally now. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and say thank you. So by doing this, you're learning to master the mind, which is extremely important in getting control of the thoughts that you think, controlling your mind so that you only think about and talk about things that are positive. Now, will you be 100% immune to all the negative thoughts? No, you won't. But you can surely cut it down like 99%, and that will change your life drastically. Now, I had one other exercise for you that you I want you to do, that you're going to work on this. And your new exercise this week actually comes from the 19th century author on New Thought, Charles Honnell. He wrote the book called The Master Key System, The Master Key System by Charles Honnell. I talked about him on the last show. It's one of the oldest books out there that really explains the mind, the universe, and this formless stuff that we live in that flows into and through everything. It's all the power is within you. Charles had an exercise for someone who really wants to use that power within you, has an exercise for you to accomplish each week. He says, select a room where you can be alone and undisturbed. Sit erect, comfortably, but do not lounge. Let your thoughts roam where they will, but be perfectly still for anywhere from 15 minutes to a half an hour. You're to do this on a daily basis. Continue this for at least 3 to 4 days or even a week until you secure full control of your physical being. Basically, when I have you to wear the rubber band on your wrist, you're learning to master your mind. You're getting control of the mind, getting control of the thoughts that you think, which leads to your feelings, which you get control of your feelings. Now, this is an exercise that I want you to practice on a daily basis for the next 7 days, and you need to learn to master your body and be able to totally relax. So just sit somewhere in a room, select a room where you can be alone and undisturbed. You'll sit up straight so your spine and your back is very straight, but you'll be comfortable. So do not lounge. Let your thoughts roam where they will, but be perfectly still for 15 minutes to a half an hour. And you'll continue doing this each day until you secure full control of your physical being. You'll concentrate on your breathing. Think about your breathing. Notice whether your chest is rising or your stomach. Many will find this extremely difficult, and others will conquer this with ease. But it is absolutely essential to secure complete control of your body before you're ready to progress. So next week, I'll give you you'll receive instructions for your next step. In the meantime, you must have mastered this one right here. The other thing, if you have not done so in the first show that I did on how to manifest to the power of the mind, the one of the first exercises that you should have done, if you've not done so, you should make a list of the things that you want or the things that you strongly desire. And you will write them in the present tense, make a list of at least 10 things. Write them in the present tense as if you already have it. I have a new, or I own a new, fully loaded luxury SUV, and you can describe it, blah, blah, blah. You make your list, let's say 10 things, write it in the present tense. It cannot go against man, nature, or God. It must be for the good of everyone concerned. Then when you've written about 10 things, you're to write why you want it. This will really determine, and you will feel and know, it'll become very clear what it is that you really, really, really want. What do you have a burning desire for? When you're done with that list, you'll eliminate all the goals on the list except the two most important ones to you. You will come to realize what it is that you really, really want. The two most important ones, you will start creating your own burning desire for those two things. So you will focus only on the two that you want the most, the two things that you have a burning desire for. The reason is because I do not want you scattering your energy all over creation, wanting this and that and everything else. You cannot concentrate or feed that much of your own energy into too many things. So it will give you, you will have power by putting all your energy just in one or two things that you really, really, really want. Okay, and that is basically it, and we're going to cut this one short today, and I will pick up from next week. If you have any questions, you can email me at thehypnosisqueen, thehypnosisqueen at AOL.com. Send me an email, or you can send me a text message at 217-473-5412. Also, I'm getting ready to start a mastermind group. It will be somewhat comparable to a metaphysical group. We will do it online on the internet. I'm preparing for that. We will start with a teleconference, which I'll have a number which you can all join in. We will be able to speak and support one another in what it is that our goals are, whatever it is that you want to create or manifest. You can come in as anonymously under a different name if you want to, so no one knows who you are, if that's what you choose. You can do it any way you want to, but we want you to join. If you're interested in this, email me at thehypnosisqueen@AOL, or you can send me a text message. All I need basically is your email address to send over the instructions on what to do, either an email or just send me a text message. And if you're interested in participating in this new mastermind group, somewhat like a metaphysical group where you will learn to master your mind, be able to manifest and create the life that you really, truly desire. I thank you for joining me here today. I ask that you come back next week and join me, same time, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and thank you very much.